Okay. We left off yesterday with a major tzorchion in Rashi. Now, the chora Rashi doesn't make sense.
Why?
And then all of a sudden, Yoni Saperstein asked me a kasha, something I didn't notice, and from that I figured out what Rashi is talking about. She talked to Rabbi Saperstein. Tamina Yosemite. Rashi's basic mahalach is as follows. That there's a general ibai in the Gemara. What happens if you do a psul shechita b'miyot basra?
Okay.
Since Rashi is of the opinion that the entire siman yeshecht, so there's a shechita going on. So the question is, what about the miyad basra? The way Rashi describes it, that you say after rubo kukulo, and you can say it in one of two ways, whether the ma'aseh shechita is the matter or the siman shochet. No, the ma'aseh shechita is matter, but after you shechted rov, Rav Kuh says you shechted the entire thing. Okay. Or no, but there's a mitzvah to keep going. And the heter is nechal till you finish. Heter is nechal till you finish. So then if you mess it up at the end, the Gemara is suffering.
Okay.
Then he tries to put together Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi, and Amar Rav. Now, once he's, then he says, no, there's a very big difference. Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi, working within the Tanoim who are in the Mishnah, that they pass on Shibur Kova, and Rav Huna Amar Rav is Rav Chanina ben Antignos. And the difference is that if you're above the Shipoi Kova, it's not a Mokram Shechita B'chal, it's not a Shechita P'sula. It's only in the Shipoi Kova if you say it's part of the Kona. Now, if it's part of the Kona, so the moment it's part of the Kona, so, but it's not good for Shechita, so then I have a Shechita P'sula. The problem goes as follows. For Rashi Pasos, Shochat Shnei Shlish, the Higmim Shlish. Now, wait one second. We're talking about, but that's a problem. Because Rashi has told us that according to Chanina Mantignos, that's not a Shechita Psula. So how does it pass to the end? Unless he can find some mandrama floating around, which everyone's looking for, who says that the mala from the Shipakov is also Shechita Psula problem. Okay. That was the problem we had. Okay. And everyone asked that question, Rashi, who's this mandrama? No such mandrama. And so if you take a look carefully, I must admit I was a little sloppy. But take a look carefully at Rashi and Lamed Amud Beis. That's what Rabbi Saperstein Shtita pointed out to me. Now, when we talk about Mir Kama, it talks about Mir Kama, you have to ask yourself a simple question. Are we talking about Mir Kama the Kona? Are we talking about Mir Kama the Vesha? So, here, the Rambam talks about miyut kama. Is a psul miyut kama. So anyone who saw that gigantic Ketzav Mishnah says it cannot be possible that it's miyut kama of the corner. It's chazik kana pogum. Says that. If he there's a long, long shach, and it goes like this. The Bach quotes a marshal that says that as long as it's part of the Maaseh Shechita, even the miyut kama, the corner is no good. Boom. The shach goes crazy. Gigantic shach, it's not true. Cannot be. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Lamaisa, Rama says, Chav Dalet. In Simach of Dalet Sifyur, Minig Lahatris, Kol Chaloda, Bembe Mir Kama, Bembe Mir Basra, Bembe Kona, Bembe Veshet. The Minig is to be Matris, any he talking about Chaloda, in the Mir Kama, the Mir Basra, the Kona, and the Veshet. And the Gros says, why? Okay. Mi'abatsu came along to Rashi. Mi'akama chashin and leveshet. Says, there's no one who's going to parcel mi'akama the corner. Are you afraid if you did something wrong in the mi'akama the corner, by mistake you also did it, slipped a little bit into the veshet. That is, the Gra goes also very clear. There is no such thing. So, the Shach, the Gra, they reject the idea that the Bach said, that they could be, that as long as it's one Maaseh Shechita and the beginning is with Psul. No. No such thing, because the Chatzik on a pole. That is very, very clear the way they understand it. And the Bach, you see, the Shach feels comfortable dismissing the Bach. It doesn't feel so comfortable dismissing the Marshal. The Bach quotes a Marshal. Doesn't feel so comfortable dismissing the Marshal. So he says, it's a Tos HaTfus in the Marshal. Cannot be. Something went wrong there. And the Gra also, and Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Rambam says that, and that was in Sif Yud, in Sif Yud Beis, says, oh, the Rambam says, Minig Lahatzev, Bein Bedrosa, Bein Behagrama, Bein Bemir Kama, Bein Bemir Basra, Bein Bekona, Bein Beveshe. And the word says, Kaimon Kirash. And as I said before, I, Mirkama the Kona. No, Mirkama the Kona, impossible to make a psul there. And therefore, so why does the Rambam pass? Because it's very crowded inside there. And if you did something wrong, while you're doing something wrong there, maybe you nicked the veshet of the process. And you did something wrong in the Meir Kama of the Vashon. No.
That's so, a zero, or that's a
what?
That's a zero, or that's like a minute of Siyag?
It's, if you take a look, there's a long shach. And anything that happens, the moment the animal begins, even before you hit the corner, anything that goes wrong after the animal begins bleeding, chashinen, to nick the veshet. And the vesh is a very delicate piece of flesh, and the kulas havesh is an absolute that. So that the way the Shach quotes it. I'll give an example. The minig today among certain shchitas is as follows. That I think that's an extreme extension of this chash. That when you before you shech the sheep, you shear the wool off, so there's not going to be a problem of chalada tachas hatzemer. Even in, so what happens if you nick the, while they're shearing the sheep, you nick the skin and you don't penetrate the skin. Many Rabbanim who are achroy and shechita taking this shach that the moment it begins to bleed, say even if you nick the skin, as long as there's a drop of blood. That's an extreme extension of it. But certainly the moment you cut through the skin and are into flesh and begins to bleed, that's clear the minigas to parcel everything, because it's very crowded in there, and if you're coming at the wrong angle, you may be nicking the vesh. That is a major headache in shechting sheep. Major headache in shechting sheep. What to do? That's why a lot of people, what they do is they hose down, and so it's very wet, and then they spread it out, and they make like a path there where they go in. Shochtim don't like doing that, because you still be cutting through wool, and you're gonna ruin their knives. They prefer shearing. Problem with shearing is if you have to do a expert shearing, so you don't nick the skin. Okay, but certainly, Shach quotes all Svarim that say the moment you cut through the skin, and are into flesh, and it begins to bleed, then we parcel everything by Mir Kama, because maybe you did it to the Mir Kama, the Beshet. Is it a minig? At this point, it's a minig. All Svarim say that is with always Choshesh for it. And at this point, as you learn enough minig, you know why you're Choshesh, because Dikas HaVeshet is a very difficult thing to do. And we don't so much on Dikas HaVeshet. Okay, so what we're talking about is, except for the Bach in the name of the Mashal, which the Shach says, he pushes away, take the Shach, the Gra, they take for granted, there is nothing, and that is the case of Mishnah and the Rambam as well. You cannot, the Rivosh, and is trying to figure out what the Rambam's talking about, so they all say, you can't have absolved the mere calm of the corner. So when Rashi, let's get back to Rashi. Hermiyat Simon, Lach Shachat Ruba Behershe, Ramin Hoish Chash, Shabarusin, O Dilma Kulo Chodeshkiti, it's Vechalada, Umir Kama Pshito on the Neveva Vade. So, and Tosis quotes that over here, and the way Shach the Gro would interpret, right, he's talking about Mir Kama the Vesha. Take. Vagabi hagrom and nami, the perke kama. Ben shochat shlish, vihigrim shlish, vishochat shlish. Ben higrim shlish, vishochat shlish, vihigrim shlish. Ben shochat shne shlish, and vihigrim shlish. Misapko. Dilma sphere long to Rabbon and Trufoy. So Rashi's telling us two separate things here. First of all, that we're talking about a psul b'miyad bas. Then he's going back to our sugya and daf yutes. And our sugya and daf yutes, he says, there's all machlokas, and he does not have a clear psak between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. So he said, that's also a safek. So he says, but look, he skips one case. Higrim shlish v'shochat shnei shlish. What is shochet shlish v'higrim shlish v'shochet shlish. Higrim shlish v'shochet shlish v'higrim shlish. Shochet shnei shlish v'higrim shlish. So shochet shnei shlish v'higrim shlish, he has, is no good. But what about higrim shlish v'shochet shnei shlish? Daddy says it's fine. That's not a stop. That was your question, right?
Even though according to Lishna Kama de Rav Huna, Kula Alma is possible.
Even though according to Lishna Kama of Rav Huna, that's possible. But we don't. Why is it possible? Why is it? But even though the Lishna Kama, it's possible, right? It's good because we're talking within Rav Chanina ben Antignos. Since we're talking within Rav Chanina ben Antignos, what happened? Higrim Shlish is not a psul. I, Pasach Chiyusa, what did I have? Pasach Chiyusa is Bishchita. Rov HaSimen is Bishchita. Rov HaSimen is Bishchita. Pasach Chiyusa is Ben Lamar, Ben Lamar. If so, what's the reverse? What's the reverse? So you have to say a very simple thing.
And then the reverse is even better because it's the first
one. So the reverse. Shachash. So as we'll go through a number of Rishonim. My Rebbe Zichron Levracha said in a different situation, but I applied it here. See, if you have one Maisa Shechita in the Mokom Shechita, the Shechita happened in the Mokom Shechita. But if you have some in the shchita, makom shchita, we kovea the makom shchita by where you finish. That seems to be what Rashi is saying. It's the only way I can figure out. He's saying things that it seems a little funny. Enachanami higrim shlish v'shochad shnei shlish in the lishna kama where it is a shchita psula. So, I have a shchita psula in the meyad kam in the ma'isa shchita. Okay, and where so? But now we're talking the lishna bas. We're not talking of chenina ben antignos. Chenina ben antignos. What's the halacha? It's not a shchita psula, but it's not a mokum shchita. So what did I do? Pasach chiyusa with shchita ksheira. I have so ben according to Rav Huna, ben according to Rav Yehuda. One says it depends. I need a rove shochet in the makom shchita. One says I need patach chiyusa. I have both. I began. It's not a shchita psula. If I higram shlish v'shochet shnei shlish. If so, the reverse. It's also not. No, because when I finish outside the makom shchita, I'm koveya. Apparently, according to Rashi. I'm conveying the Makom Shechita by where I finish. Now, here we have, this seems to be what Rashi is saying. Now we have the Rivam. Rivam is a very straightforward sheet. So we have Tosfos. What I want to go through is Tosfos and the Rashba. Okay. Now, Tosfos begins, doesn't like Rashi. No one likes Rashi. Even though halacha lemaisa, we end up either micha. The Gra is very extreme. He has to say chayshin in the Rashi. What does it say? Kaimalon karashi. When he says the minig we have, our minig we have, that we parcel every psul b'miyad basa, you could say, rechoshish v'shitas Rashi. Said no, Chaimelon Kavash. Okay, Hechle b'miyat Simon Amal Perish Begunches Miyat Bas Ava Miyat Kama Pshitalon. Having Nevel of Hagram and Ami Posad. He goes. Rivam says no, because it's not a psul b'miyat Bas. Moser Ava Yishochan Shnei Shirigam Shlish. Miluchum Midakoy Hocho B'Teiku. Now, If you take a look what Tosfos says in Rashi, be very, very careful. There are two ways of understanding Rashi. That the tegu goes also on hagrama, or he says, no, take ulchurma. Forgabe hagrama nami. Hagrama has nothing to do with our tegu. Hagrama is a separate issue. We don't know how to pask in Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. So therefore we go ulchurma because we don't know how to pask. Possible. But Tosfos says, the teiku goes also on hagrama. Rabbi Yitzchok Rameo, the hagrama paskin per kamak Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What do we pass on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? That even though Rabbi Shmuel the Amr Tovai we pass on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara has all sorts of questions about that. That's only legabe the mokam ashchita, but legabe the rubo kakula, that whole thing. We pass kamei kavodzi reyuda. We're gonna marshen nami the rabban. Shochan shnei shlish vehigrim shlish. The dami lahocha. The hotsim shalob and mokam ashchita. We keep the shochah baragla achashchita. He says. Rabbi Zimmer, Hagram Paskinen, the Gold Marchin, and the Rabbon. The Hotsman Shalom, the Hotsman Shalom, the Hotsman Shalom. So, what is he saying? He's saying as follows. He doesn't understand Rashi. He's assuming Rashi is Paskinen in Hagramma. Shochet Shnesh Vehigram Shnesh Lish, because of Psuba Meir Basra. And he says, that makes no sense. I Paskinen. Like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? No. Rav Papa, that's goof of what Rav Papa is questioning. Rav Papa is questioning, do we paskin like Rav Yosef Yehuda? We don't paskin. Legabe psul, but me a basra. Rabbi Natam Hiksh. Now Rabbi Natam comes up with a very interesting way of looking at things. Question is how we define chalotah. That the Gemara did not have a very clear thing. And the Gemara says, whatever chalada is, given all our sfeikas about chalada, he says like this, the Tanya B'taset, the Shochet Rova Gageres, Ba'of, Afilim Gonroz, Zma Meruba, Shchitosuk Sheva. So apparently, Miyad Bas, Shehiya B'Miyad Basra, Ovenor. Shia b'miyad basra is does not possible both and the guy gemes. Question at time. The hocha boy b'miyad kama. Now be very careful about that time. That's a very interesting thing. I stick the knife in, and if you take a look in Sefer Hayosha. This Rabbi Tam expands on this in Sefer Yosha. But in Sefer Yosha, Rabbi Tam says explicitly he's talking about the Veshet. I slip the knife in at 1/3. And I don't go backwards, I go forwards. So by the time I get to 50%, it's been covered over by the first third of the Veshet. But since Rubo Kakulo, when I get to 51%. I've done 18 shchita, and therefore, I've done 51% cutting. So then it turns out that the first 1/3 is shochot. So there's an amazing idea happening here. While I'm shechting, it's covered over. Why? Because covering over by a simen is considered a chalada. Okay. While I'm going further ahead, it's chalada. Boom. When I get to 51% now, which is 84% of the whole thing, the first 33% become shochot, and it's not a chavada. I look at the entire Maaser Shechita as one long Maaser Shechita. The Maaser Shechita extends from the beginning to the end. Guamil Silamafreya, that when I began the beginning, it was also Shachar. Boom. Now, that's the first. So what are his assumptions as he's working through? First of all, Chalod is only by a simon. The Gemara had a question. If I begin at 1/3 and I keep going, 51% is cut. That's a Maaser Shechita. And mainly the first third is considered Shachut. So when I began, nothing. But here he says, the question is going according to Rav Yehuda, the Machsh of Tachas Ha'or. And Rabbi Tom says, where did I get this wild, crazy idea from? He said, if you take a look and say, Sefer Yashar, he said, I got this wild, crazy idea from as follows, from Kodshim. I have the following problem. Let's say you tear the skin of the animal's neck open. Rabbi Natan said, that's a balmum. So how can I ever shech kodshim? I have to go through the skin in order to get to the corner of the veshah. So apparently anything that happens during the process of shechita, I look at it as one simultaneous event. So it's not that I shechta the balmum. I'm afraid it turns out I didn't shechta the balmum because I did a derech shechita, even though it's not even touching a siman, it's only the R. But since it's all derech shechita, it's all one simultaneous event, that's where Rabbi comes up with this idea. The idea sounds a little crazy. He says, I got to write that my idea is correct. It's all one simultaneous event. It's all one simultaneous event. So that applies also to the mi'ad kama of the 1/3. Okay. Who have imri beirav any odeya? He says. The shechita lao shaycha ba'or, Rabbi Chalod lefish hu sholem, aval simin the shaycha ba'or shechita afi v'hochi, tok lishchot ala harov. Hamiyot shal asakan ava ki'ilu nechtach lo hava chalod. So if I slip it in under the skin, and it's covered by the skin, because I can't say that the skin was, because I can only say the robe goes back on it. Inami mi boyle betochel sakin tachas miut kama upotskim lamata lamala achach shochet harov. I put in at 1/3, and then what do? I go backwards. While I'm shechting that first third, that entire process is b'chalod. Then I go to shecht the next third, next 18%. When I get 51, it turns out of the 51, first 33 was b'chalod, the second 18 was not b'chalod, and that was the Gemara Safek. The first one is the entire 51% was b'chaloda, but poof, I reverse myself and I go back. Now I look at it as one simultaneous event. And therefore, that was the Gemara Safek, and here is no different Safek. Since the first I go 33 was b'chaloda in Metzias, 18 wasn't. I finish off shelo b'chalod. That's not me. I look how I finish off, and therefore the whole thing wasn't b'chalod or not. So what is he talking about? What is he talking here at all about Shehiyah? He complained in Rashi about Shehiyah. He says, and there's similar things in Shehiyah. What did I do? I put the knife in and I waited and I'm shachtim. Then I do an entire 51. I do an entire 51%. Hi, the comma. In merza merza krova overlay ruba. The mere basu pshita the kosh. After mere comma, the posa shiva of minatora. Kevin shach sheruba simanecha. He says, what happens? I cut the first 49% of the vesha. And I wait. Then I finish off 2%. So when I went to the, that's fine. Wasn't sure that's a psul. Where is a psul? If I go through the corner and I wait and then I go to the Vesha, that's the only psul. But within one simon, because when once the shkita of any simon is at 51%. And that's where the shimon is. And then the whole simon is shachut. If I go from 49 to 51, and that's just the marshal. When I go 50 minus marshal to 50 plus marshal, if that's a good shechita, that's marshal the entire simon. So, according to this side of the suffix, and that's the Gemara's question. If according to this side of the suffix, then I have a possibility to have a shehi and an oaf. It's only in a behemoth. That means after I finish 50 at the corner, then I move on to the Veshet.
So that could only work to the extent that it doesn't become a treif in the meantime.
Yeah, it does. He says, what does Rabbi Rutam add? He doesn't say it here. He says it in Sefer Yosh. He explains a lot more in Sefer Yosh. He says, whatever I do as part of the process of Shrit, it doesn't make the animal into a treif. When, and since I did 49%, however I did it. It's not a treifa because it's part of shechita. So then what happens? So when does the simmer become shachut? Going and that mashu from 15 minus mashu to 50 plus mashu, that has to be b'hechsher. But I didn't make the thing into a treifa. This is how Rabbi Tam understands. Shechita is moving over the border of 50 to 50 plus Masha. That's where Shechita is. That's the Gemara's question. Now, came the Shir B'Simadel. What the Gemara would kind of pick and she have a behemah all flow. How do Midrabono? No, Midrabbanan, what do I have? Midrabbanan, I have the following situation. Midrabbanan, I have that Shechita is that there is a din Shehiyah and Shechita Drabbanan. That Midrabbanan, any time I do a Shehiyah during the first part, during not. If I do a Shehiyah in an oaf when I'm finishing off now. There's a lechatchila, because we don't know what Rabbeinu Tam happened to have held about the lechatchila of going through the entire siman. So he says, the shir shehi, the shir having the behem of oaf oaf, rabbanon. So what is it? In the corner, there's nothing to talk about. 50 is chatzipon akoma. 50 plus marsha is kosher. It's clear, he says, that in the corner, shechita is only that. But in the veshet, if I did 49% of the veshet, and I waited, with rabbanon they passed. This is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has a very, very interesting idea. He's going, anything I do derech shechita doesn't turn the animal into a treifa. Anything I do derech shechita doesn't turn the animal into a balmum. And even though going through the or, because it's necessary for the shechita, and I'm doing it as part of the shechita, the animal's not a balmum. Where did he get this idea? If I do something derech shechita, it's not a treifa. I do something derech shechita, it's not a balmum. Now, then he goes on. What is shechita? So therefore, the first 49% of the veshet, it's not a treifa because I'm doing a derech shechita, and therefore, when what is the chiyusa? The chiyusa is going to 50 to 50 plus marshal. That has to be done by hachshav, and the sabag l'gemara is exactly that on this bechash. How many times viewed shechita? When we get to the sugya and shechita mitchil vav sof and shechita ela basof, we'll understand it much better. Okay, now, then I have Reb Oshia. Oshia is a whole different world. Gam a pesher when a tam kosher with herself the tanya shochet miut veshet veshor kidei shechita psul ama yei shehiya b'miut simonim kamo v'kamo koi b'tek and nomi lo yoda and can't a pesher kun shenami lo yoda hayi tosef shikshim men rabbeinu tam as a poem of the tosef same tosef rabbeinu tam applied against Rashi. Apply against Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosfos doesn't give a teretz. V'rav Reb Oshia, hechel miyot simon v'hainu la'ach sheshochet rov ha'echod. Reb Oshia gives a very simple thing. I shechted 51% of the korah. Then I put the knife in, and I shechted the veshet. So what is covering over the knife? Something that's physically there, halachically it's not there. That's the subagili one. It's halachically not there, because Rova causes I shechted the whole thing. It's shochet. Physically it's there. It's right in front, it's there. What is Shoha b'miyat simon? He says, very simple. I have a dull knife, and I'm cutting. I finish 51% of the corner, and I'm schlepping along there. I keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going. Al pidin, it's shochot. He says, if it was stam meat, no question. I'm not shechel. But what is it? It's a shechita for something that I'll begin a shochot. Is that considered shehi or not shehi? Just like the shayla is chaloda by something that's physically there but halachically gone. Shehi is that a shechita when I'm shechting something that's halachically gone but physically there? It's a physical simen. That's a parse. Now, I could have interpreted it in a whole bunch of ways. So, depending that halachically it's enough, but it's all part of a ma'aseh shechita. Here we have to go back. I don't know exactly what Rabbi Oshia and Rabbi Tam held about the l'chadchila d'oraisa. If there's a din l'chadchila d'oraisa, they agreed with Rashi or not. According to Rashi, there's no such Rashi couldn't tolerate such a shehiya, because according to Rashi, that's all part of a ma'aseh shechita. The heter may be at 51%, but according to Rashi, couldn't tolerate such an idea. There's no such idea according to Rashi. But L'chore, Rabbi Tam and Rosh are not going with Rashi's whole approach. According to them, no. The moment, because that is exactly what Rashi is interpreting in Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that it's supposed to be Alma. It's all gone. So what Rashi is taking Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, but that it's all gone. They say, yes, we take that halacha. Yeah? And therefore, if it's all gone halachically, it's not there. So it's meat, and it's just meat, and so it's not part of the ma'aseh shechita. Shechita is finished. Okay. Of course, the Rambam also says it's part of the ma'aseh shechita. The Rambam wouldn't tolerate it. The Rambam, what Rabbi Oshia said, the Rambam couldn't work with. So the Rambam has shoh b'miyat simanim. It's what? It's a question of what is the shear of shehiyah. She has the share of shechita. Shechita of rov or shechita of kulal? The matzah of shechita or the mitzvah of shechita? Good. Hechna b'miyat simon. Let's see what the Rambam has to say about this. Yes. Zayin. Yes. Paragil. How he describes it. Hichnus hasakin tachas ha'or v'shochet shnei hatsinim kedarkum o shehechnus hasakin tachas tzemer peres matlus ha'atsak v'atsav v'shochet tachas ha'matlus v'en hasakin gluya v'ez sofek nevela im shochet mir simonim b'chalodo v'gom ha'shkita shalo b'chalodo v'ez sofek nevela mir simonim, that means I began Now, the way the Beis Yosef, the Shach, they all interpret the Rambam, that here we're talking about the Miyotama of the Veshet. So that means I begin any type of Chaloda. Now the question is, in the Rambam, as follows. The miyakama of the Veshet is Chalada, and 49% is Chalada of the Veshet, and I got a 50%, or is it Sofek Nevela? Now, im Doras Ohechle ben Shlish Rishon ben Shlish Amtsor, Haris Epsulo says, he says here, they interpret that as Vavesh. So, what's he talking about? So, who does this remind me of? Reminds me of Rabbi Tam. I just want, see, I want you to see all the possibilities. Not a sugya that I give you a pshat, you write it down in notebook, you have something. I want you to see the ideas here and how to work the ideas within each rishon. What's happening here? According to the Rambam, the way they understand it, the first 49% of the Veshet, the Kona, the Shach says no, the Bes Yosef says no, the Gron says no, we're not talking about that. Only talk about the Veshet. The Rambam has a suffix. What? This is not the same as Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam is talking about chalod, he's not talking about drosa. What would Rabbi Tam say about drosa in the miyukama of the Veshet? I explained Rabbi Tam very well. I want you to think about that. What would Rabbi Tam say? Because the Rambam takes this and says, I'm not talking about chalod. I'm talking about anything. I'm not talking about Shehi at all. She is a whole different issue. The Gemara doesn't say Doras b'miyot simon. It says Hechle b'miyot simon. Where the Rambam quotes, he quotes that in two separate places. Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, when he's talking about Him shachat miut simone bachaloda, vagoma shrita shalom bachaloda, I was a suffix novella. And then when he talked about Higrin, he says, shachat rov echor rov shnayim, vihishlim bidrosa obahagwan. He said, you never pasul me a pasul. As much as the Rambam believed that the whole thing is a Maisa Shechita, but there's no such thing that I have a psul at the end of the Maisa Shechita. It messes up. I did a Maisa Shechita and Rov, that's enough. The rest is also Maisa Shechita. If it's psul, I don't know the Rambam believed in this idea that I passed the beginning. The 51% is a Shechita Ksheva, that's all I need. I have 49% Shechita psul. So skip that. As much as Rambam believed in the concept of Shechita Psula, but not to passel an already existing Maisa Shechita on the roof. That doesn't do it. Rashi says, looks at it as a unit. What is Rashi? I look at the whole thing as a unit, and part of the unit is Psula. Rambam says, don't you look at it as a unit. 51% is Bekashas. It's enough. 49 is not. Who cares about the last 49? I don't look at it as some indivisible unit. Rashi looks at it as an indivisible unit. It's an indivisible unit, part of it is a psul, part of it is not a psul. Rashi said, who told you to do that? Rashi, I have 51 bakashas. Okay, 49, no. 51 bakashas. It's fine, it's good for me. Now what does he say about Hagrama? Higrim betchila shlish. It's good. Why? Because I have both Potsachiusa and Rov Simon Bekashish. Shachashish vihigim shish vachazav shachashish achon ksheva. Why? I don't care about Potsachiusa. I care about Rov Simon. Higim shish shachashish vahigim shish achon harizapsula. Because I have Rov, so how does the Rambam pass it? not in terms of pasuk chiyuvim. Rambam paskins the machlok. Rashi doesn't paskin the machlok between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rambam paskins the machlok that it doesn't depend on pasuk chiyuvim. So it depends on what? Rav Simon Shochan. That's not part of the whole issue here. It was straightforward psak. Okay. Now, what I want to do tomorrow is Shia tomorrow will be earlier. I have a plane to catch late afternoon. So we'll have Shia at 11. We'll finish off. Take a look in the Rashba to finish off. Psak and Shulchan Aruch to finish off. And we'll see the whole thing. It is a big, big Indian, very confusing. But one of the major aspects of it, it gets us to understand a lot of the dynamics of the Heter Shechita, how it works. It's the Maaseh Shechita, it's the Siman Shochet, Pasuk Chiyuvim. It's using a lot of ideas of Shechita together, the Masachas, and so it should come out. And then we teach each Rishon how he defined Shechita, how he looked at Shechita, and Shechita Ksher, Shechita Psula. Okay. That's Hashem, we'll finish the union off tomorrow.